Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Aaron Burr Sr. was born on January 4, 1716. His family emigrated to the New World back in 1625. They settled in the town of Fairfield, Connecticut. Fairfield was about 50 miles above New York City, and it was right along the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. Well, as a young man, Aaron Burr went off to Yale. He graduated in 1735 at the age of 19. He stayed in New Haven through the end of the 1730s and into the early years of the 1740s. This was a very crucial time in New England and, in fact, in all of the American colonies. In the mid-1730s, there were the revivals in the Connecticut River Valley, and they were certainly all around New Haven. And then, in the early years of the 1740s, was the Great Awakening. This was a very formative time, not only for the colonies, but for Aaron Burr Sr. While he was there in New Haven, he was essentially apprenticed to James Pierpont. Pierpont was the father of Sarah, who was the wife of Jonathan Edwards. He was also minister of the prominent church there on the town green in New Haven, and he was one of the founders of Yale University. Well, Pierpont led Aaron Burr Sr. into learning about the pastoral ministry and also about education. Burr co-wrote a grammar on Latin. It was entitled A Complete Introduction to the Latin Tongue. But Aaron Burr would make his mark in the town of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, there in this town, he and Jonathan Dickinson essentially moved Princeton University into what we could call Phase 2. Phase 1 was the log college days, and that was founded by the tenants, and it was very much part of the Great Awakening and of that spirit and ethos. Phase 2 was the establishment of the log college as Princeton. Dickinson was the first president. He served for only 1 year and died in 1747. And so Aaron Burr, who had been a professor, took over and was the second president. Aaron Burr moved the university from Elizabeth, New Jersey, to Princeton, which is about 35 miles away to the southwest. In 1756, Aaron Burr oversaw the construction and the dedication of Nassau Hall, that massive building, which at the time was the largest building in the American colonies. Back in 1752, Aaron Burr married Esther, and her last name was Edwards. She was indeed the daughter of Sarah and Jonathan, Esther Edwards Burr. She and Aaron Burr Sr. had 2 children. First, Sarah, they called her Sally, and secondly, Aaron Burr Jr., who would go on to be America's 3rd vice president and also killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel. But that's for another time. Well, in 1757, the governor of New Jersey, Belcher, who had also been the governor of Massachusetts, died. And so he was buried in Massachusetts, and the funeral was held there, and Burr was asked to give the funeral sermon. He traveled up to Massachusetts, and through this journey, he contracted a fever. He'd been overworked and fatigued, and the combination did him in. On September 24th, 1757, at the age of 41 years old, Aaron Burr Sr. died. Well, the prior year, he gave a sermon to the New York Synod of the Presbytery. It was gathered in Newark, New Jersey. And in that sermon on Isaiah 21, entitled The Watchman's Answer to the Question, What of the Night?, Aaron Burr Sr. reaches back into the experience of the early church, the experience back in the 3rd and 4th century. And he says it was a time that the church was reduced by extremities, by cruel persecutions, and by the intent to utterly destroy the Christian name and cause. And then Aaron Burr Sr. says this, but the church's extremity is God's opportunity. God begins to make bare his arm, visibly to espouse the cause of his distressed people. Well, that's a sermon from Aaron Burr Sr. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. As we finish off here, we have a moment for a prayer. This from the Puritan prayers collected in The Valley of Vision. O Lord of grace, the world is before me this day, and I am weak and fearful, but I look to you for strength. Be my strength to stand, my light to see, my shield to protect.